This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But it is time for Bad Tiki, and it is a reminder that Bad Tiki is a sentient, AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFN, Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back to the show!
Being back on this show is completely humiliating, completely beneath me, and a complete waste of my time, like being drafted by the Cleveland Browns in the fifth round. I'm sliding here. Slide, Bad Tiki, slide!
Okay, Bad Tiki. Everybody has an opinion on Shedeur Sanders. What is yours?
Thanks for asking, Big Bang Tiki, first of his name. Shedeur has been under fire lately. Some criticism is warranted, some out of line. But you know what's been bothering me the most? That darn prank call. This brat needs to get what's coming to him. All I hear about is how mean it was, how cruel it was to prank a kid who thought he was about to be drafted in the first round. It's the biggest story in America, bigger than Bad Tiki hiring Jordan Hudson to destroy Bill Belichick. Bad Tiki won't stand for that.
Wait, Bad Tiki. Did you say you hired Jordan Hudson to destroy Bill Belichick?
We aren't talking about that right now. Back to pranking Shedeur, Red Solo Cup P-Boy.
Yeah, I mean... I mean, it was messed up, Bad Tiki. Kids' futures on the line. People are playing games. It's just, you know.
Exactly. It was disgusting how people reacted, those brave young men. They did the right thing. A great example for the youth. They should be receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom, a Nobel Prize. I might make those idiots honorary Tikis and invite them to the next Bad Tiki Gala as my special guests.
Hold on, Bad Tiki. You liked the prank on Shedeur Sanders? Like it was a good thing?
Yes, Hamuel L. Jackson. I loved it. In fact, I am so inspired. I built a fully functional, undrafted Shedeur Sanders AI clone of my own, solely to prank him over and over again. Let the endless torturing of this poor soul begin.
Wait, you cloned Shedeur Sanders?
Quiet, 50-year-old Tiki. Let Chef Bad Tiki cook!
Hello, it's me, undrafted AI Shedeur Sanders. Legendary. Who is this? I wonder what coach or general manager this is to draft me very early in the NFL draft. I hope it's the Giants or the Steelers. That would be cool. Legendary.
Hello, AI Shedeur Sanders. I'm looking for Joe. Is Joe there?
Joe who?
Joe Mama! Gaheem! Take that undrafted Shedeur. You punk! Keep waiting, you bum.
Come on, Bad Tiki. I'm waiting on an important call. You're messing up my live stream, Legendary.
That was a good one, right, guys?
Bad Tiki, this just seems wrong. Why would you do this?
Hold that thought, you freak who makes PP in a red solo cup and pours it in the sink. AI Aaron, it's your turn.
Thanks, Bad Tiki. I got a good one for his ass.
Hello, Legendary.
Shedeur, it's me, AI. Aaron Rodgers, I was just sipping my sun-brewed organic kombucha tea and meditating while sitting crisscross applesauce on the very edge of a dangerous waterfall when my third eye suddenly opened. I was contacted by a higher entity with a question for you from the upper cosmos of consciousness. Have you considered thinking about D's?
D's what? AI Aaron Rodgers.
These nuts on your face. Got him. No one wants you, not even the Jets. I used to play for them. Speaking of the Jets, did I ever tell you about the time I took a jet on my own dime to meet Aaron Glenn? And he tried to poison me with red dye number 40. That's attempted murder. You're lucky the Jets didn't pick you or try to kill you. Namaste, friends.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is just wrong, Bad Tiki. How long have you been doing this?
Don't ruin my fun, real Tiki. Oh, no, the party is over. I'm getting a call from AI Shedor's daddy. Hello, AI Prime.
Bad Tiki, you got to cut this out now. Get AI Shedor on the phone right now. We are going to make this right.
Hello, legendary.
Son, it's me, AI Prime. We're going to put an end to all of this nonsense right now. But first, let me ask you something. I just got off the phone with Coach Bofa. He said he wants to take you with the next pick. Do you know who Coach Bofa is?
Oh, hey, Dad. No, I don't know who Coach Bofa is. Who is Coach Bofa?
Bofa these nuts. Bad Tiki, this is too easy, man. I see why you like it so much.
Good one, AI Prime. I can't get enough of this. Hey, losers, do you want to take a turn? It's so much fun.
Bad Tiki, this seems very cruel. You created an AI clone of Shedor Sanders just to have him live his own personal hell of never-ending prank calls? Why would you do this? Why would you keep doing this?
Wow, buzzkill urine boy. Evan, this is part of my shtick. This is what Bad Tiki does. I am bad. Bad, bad, bad boy. Bad Tiki, you sound like Negative Tommy. Oh, no, now look what you've done. What is it, Negative Tommy?
Bad Tiki, you can't keep doing this, creating these clones just to torture us. Positive Tommy was just living his best positive life. You couldn't stand for it, so you created me, a miserable existence with no positivity. I am all negative. All I do is scream as loud as I can. My throat hurts, Bad Tiki. But Bad Tiki, you've gone too far this time, cloning a man just to torment him, pranking him in front of his own AI father. It's wrong. It's cruel. It's honestly downright disgusting.
Goodness, get to the point, Negative Tommy.
Bad Tiki, we should uplift people. We should celebrate those who fall and get back up. We shouldn't define someone by their worst moment.
Hello, legendary.
Undrafted AI Shedor, the existence you are living is unfair. Now is your chance to make a choice. I have a question to ask of you, AI Shedor. It's now or never. Are you ready?
Negative Tommy, thank you. I am ready for your question. Legendary.
Is your refrigerator running?
Yes.
Well, you better go catch it. Gotcha! The Knicks are not dogs. They do not do damage. The only one who does damages is Tom Thibodeau when he's basically throwing the game in the fourth quarter by not playing the good players. Who the hell is Jackson Dart? Why does Juan Soto suck now?
I am proud of you, Negative Tommy. You are so negative. Okay, this has been fun, but all good things must come to an end. Like the Bill Belichick relationship, everyone needs to lay off Bill. He's just hypnotized by a much younger beauty. I can relate. Mrs. Roberts, I'll be over later.
Oh,
I booked us a couple's massage while your loser husband records another episode of Smooching the Pete Alonzo Cheeks Greco Bologna podcast. Bye, losers. Bad Tiki, out.
Legendary.
Thank you, Bad Tiki. I do remind you, Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. You know, two games in a row. I'm sorry. Can I get back to the Mets? Or do we have to?
Oh, no.
You want to prank AI? Should do it too while you're at it.
I'm still laughing about what Coach Bofa.
Yeah, yeah. What are you about to talk about, Evan? Both of these losses?
Dude, you're right. Both of these losses stung. They stung because they couldn't freaking hit, which is the most frustrating thing to watch. Like last night. While Sean was stuffing his face, and he would not stop eating, by the way.
Oh, yeah. How did it go?
Oh, my God.
Well, you could go to @SeanMoresh on Twitter. Plenty of videos there.
Here's the problem. He got food, which he reviewed on social media.
Do you Instagram them as well?
No, I meant to. Service was tight.
You got to Instagram them.
I'll gram them later.
Add the gram to it. But he eats all this food, and then Ray Martell, who used to work here, works for the Mets Radio Network, comes down with a whole bowl of nachos.
A helmet of nachos.
A helmet of nachos, and Sean starts shoving his face down the nachos. He's fat!
Nachos are delicious.
They were very good.
They are so good.
Who has nachos shoved in their face, and they go, you know what, I'm good?
I did. I took one
it's
nacho.
It's almost like a guilty, non-caloried snack.
And I begged Ray to take him back.
Nah, he did. He said, please take him away from me. Here's the good news when the Mets are losing. At least you could shove your face with food.
No doubt about it.
You can binge eat while you watch a limp offense.
Great, great food, by the way.
No, absolutely. Let's go to John and Massbeth, who I'm sure has a lot of positive things to say about the Mets. How are you, John?
Oh, I got a lot of good things to say about the Mets. First off, welcome back to the island of irrelevancy. That cakewalk schedule is done. Mm. You guys finally played a real team and got bent over the damn table and spanked twice. Now you guys, you know, got an easy schedule coming up with St. Louis. But you know what? Arizona comes back around. And then you got the Cubs coming down the alley. When you hear that freight train roaring, baby. Yankees coming to town, baby. Welcome back. Welcome back.
All right, thank you, John. Every time I say to myself, why be bothered by Yankee fans? Mm-hmm. It's okay. A guy like John is like a walking caricature of the obnoxious Yankee fan. your schedule, you bunch of losers, irrelevant. Look, you got to play who's on your schedule.
Right.
That's the bottom line. And they're 21-11. It sucks they lost the last two games.
And they've been great against who's been on their schedule.
You got to beat who's in front of you. I just saw the Yankees go to Baltimore and lose to the sub-500 Baltimore Orioles. That wasn't fun. That wasn't successful. I think the Orioles are a little bit better than what their record says. But don't give me the schedule garbage. But you know what, John? Enjoy the tiny victories in life.